The stories from Rio de Janeiro this summer have focused on everything but sports. Crime, Zika, pollution, doping, corruption. And protesters along the Olympic torch's route were met with rubber bullets and tear gas the other night. But enough about all that. Let's talk about the athletes. Joining us now from Rio is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm great. Let's start with one of the most intriguing storylines of this summer game, South African Caster Semenya. She's the favorite for gold in the women's 800-meter sprint. This is a story, Tom, that's been brewing for quite a while in the running world. Tell us about Caster.
Absolutely. I would say a prohibitive favorite. You know, she's been on our radar really since about 2009. It's a very, very complicated story having to do with so-called intersex athletes. Caster Semenya from South Africa is a woman with higher than normal levels of testosterone. And the quandary has been, since she kind of exploded on the scene, what to do about women like this. The IAAF, the International Governing Body for Track and Field, handled it. Many people feel poorly by kind of putting her through, you know, some very humiliating times. And she was actually suspended for a while, came back in 2010 and won a silver medal at the London Olympics. But the quandary, as I said, is what to do. There was a rule that limited the amounts of testosterone in female athletes as a way to keep competition fair. But that rule was challenged and suspended last year. And so Semenya stopped taking testosterone-suppressing medication. And she's been dominant since. She is, as I said, a prohibitive favorite, perhaps the biggest favorite to win any competition here in Rio in the 800 meters. And if she does blow away the field, it'll prompt more discussion about intersex athletes. You know, what's fair for the small numbers of them versus what's fair for all the other female competitors who are, after all, Eric, separated from male competitors because of the usual testosterone differences.
And just to be clear, Tom, these are her natural body levels of testosterone. This is very different than the doping scandals we're familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Caster and a few other athletes, there are others competing in Rio, do have naturally higher levels of naturally occurring testosterone.
Staying with running a bit, Tom, Jamaican Usain Bolt has won the last two golds in the men's 100-meter dash, but American Justin Gatlin is seen as his main competitor. We got a clip here of Gatlin running the 100 meter in less than 9.8 seconds last year in Doha, Qatar.
Gatlin gets out very, very strongly indeed, even quicker than Rogers alongside him. And look at Gatlin already starting to move away here. Good race behind him for second place, but it's all about Gatlin! Rogers took second place, but in a different race completely.
Tom, tell us a little bit about the competition between Bolt and Gatlin.
It's a fantastic competition. Bolt, who will be going for his third sweep in the sprints in Rio. He's won the gold medal in the 100, the 200, and the 4x100-meter relay in Beijing and then in London. And he's expected to cap off an amazing career, the greatest career for a sprinter ever. But Gatlin has been right behind him. And Gatlin is a very interesting character as well, a very personable young man. Not so young anymore. He's about 34. He's still running near world bests at the track trials in Eugene a couple of months ago. He ran a 9.80 to win that competition to qualify for Rio. And there's some taint, of course. He's been suspended twice for doping. He will argue that at least one of the tests was not actual doping, but was, you know, somewhat accidental. But there are people who say, you know, you've got this guy racing. There are some studies that say there could be residual effects of doping, and he may be taking advantage of that. But Bolt versus Gatlin should be a fantastic matchup in the glamour event of these games.
Yeah, Bolt told an interviewer recently, Gatlin will feel my wrath, so we'll be watching. Another American who people have been talking a lot about, Tom, heading into these games is gymnast Simone Biles. She's 19. We got a clip of her talking in July with ABC News.
Sometimes I hear the crowd cheering, and most of the time, like, your body is on autopilot. So sometimes even after I do a floor routine, I'm like, did I really just do that?
So, Tom, you can hear the youth in her voice. What does a Biles floor routine look like?
I love those itty bitty voices, you know, and they are itty bitty. I mean, she's under 5 feet. What it looks like is something that people have never really seen before. The great Bella Caroli says Simone Biles has the potential to be the greatest gymnast of all time. Just breathtaking athleticism, the height of her leaps, and she's so strong. You know, she's taken the gymnastics world by storm since the London Games in 2012. She was too young to compete in those, so this will be her Olympic coming out party, and it should be a heck of a party.
Finally, Tom, tell us about swimmer and Syrian refugee Yusra Mardini.
One of the most fascinating stories here, she's part of this 10-member refugee team. And, you know, say what you will about the IOC, and that is great sport here to bash the IOC, and they deserve a lot of it. But creating this refugee team, it really seems to be a neat thing. Yusra Mardini is Syrian. This amazing story, her odyssey started a year ago when she left her home, traveled to Lebanon and then Turkey, and then set out for Greece on the Mediterranean in a small boat that was horribly overcrowded, and it started to take on water, and she and a few others, including her sister, jumped out, guided the boat in open waters for 3.5 hours. She even thought to herself about the worst and the absurdity of being a swimmer and dying in the water. But of course, they made it. She walked overland. They ended up in Germany in a Berlin refugee camp. And after a while, she realized she missed competing. She got connected to a club in Germany. She ultimately was given a spot on the IOC refugee team here. And she's not expected to contend for a medal in the 100-meter butterfly and the 100-meter freestyle. But she told the New York time she's expecting a personal best. Considering where she was a year ago, Eric, that's a pretty lofty goal.
Yeah, it'll be a great storyline to watch. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks a lot, Tom, and let the games begin.
All right, Eric, we're all excited for that.